Dear listeners, Sairam from Prashantinalam, the most happening place on the planet, as I always say, and the birthday vibes are still on in Prashantinalam. You still find Puttaparthi crowded. In fact, the crowd that came on the birthday morning was really unexpected. The ashram was overflowing with people on the morning of November 23, 2016. If you saw the queues at the food counter, they were serpentine queues which knew no end. And there were huge screens that were put up in the Purnachandra auditorium while the program was going on in the morning, because Sai Ramesh Hall, Sai Kulwant Hall could not accommodate everyone. It almost seemed like everybody who could come was there to be with Bhagwan in his Prashantinalam on this special day. And the highlight of this year's birthday celebrations, if you look at the birthday week, was the two-day celebration dedicated to the super speciality hospital in Puttaparthi, the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. It was the silver jubilee anniversary of this magnificent edifice of healing. And on November 21st evening, you had a lovely presentation in the Sai Kulwant Hall, where you saw all the luminaries of the hospital sharing their views, sharing their heartfelt feelings, and it ended with a lovely theme song. A beautiful video on the theme song is there on the website, but the theme song of the hospital by itself, a very beautiful work of art.
అడుగు ఇడగానే బాధలు అడుగునంటూ
That was the vibrant theme song of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences on its Silver Jubilee celebrations. And today we are going to dwell more on this celebration. We are going to listen to the students working in these institutions. We are going to listen to the chief guest, what he said on the evening of November 20th, 2016. Some clips, some glimpses of that occasion. And then, some incredible stories of the coming up of the hospital, going down the memory lane to the May, June, July, August, September, October, November of 1991. So that's what we're going to do in the next 1 hour or so in this last leg of Thursday Live, coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
So welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Sai's Vishu, and as we just discussed, today we are going to talk about the people who shaped the hospital, how Bhagwan shaped his instruments who are to work in his healthcare mission, and also reflect on the evening of November 20th, 2016. So as I was just telling you, you had the Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare, Mr. Jagat Prakash Nadda, who addressed the gathering in Sai Kulwant Hall, and it was a very special moment because of the things the Union Minister said, the way he lauded the work of the hospital, and the way he felt himself very fortunate and very blessed to be part of the occasion. He was in fact so immensely grateful, and he was so thankful that he was there in Sai Kulwant Hall and he was part of this celebration. And he went down to state what this hospital means to him personally.
I have been a health minister for a long time, and I happen to, with my experience, I had the occasion of commissioning many hospitals. Hospital is one thing which takes time to develop and takes time to commission. At this point of time, we are working on 11 All India Institute of Medical Sciences. 6 are commissioned, rest are to be commissioned. All these All India Institute of Medical Sciences are taking not less than 4 and a half years with all of our energy and command. But thinking of starting such a big hospital, super specialty block, Swamiji's wish, which was converted into a command and it was done, within a short span of 1 year, is a miracle I can say on it. And in that 1 year also, the construction stage took only for 7 months. We have been working for hospitals. We know where the planning goes wrong. We know how much time an architect takes. We know how many times he makes a plan and then he revisits and he makes some addition and some alterations. So thinking of such a big hospital within a short span of 1 year is nothing less than a miracle. It is only because of Swamiji's Ashirwad which has taken place.
So the minister mentioned how the hospital to him is simply a miracle, the way it came about. Let me share something very interesting that I heard just this morning. I had the chance to meet the person who was Bhagwan's chosen instrument in overseeing the execution of this mammoth task, the miracle, as Mr. Nada mentioned. I had the opportunity to talk to Mr. Jayant Bose, the son of Brigadier Bose, whom Bhagwan entrusted the responsibility of overseeing the execution of the coming up of the hospital. The way it happened is something like this. In May 1991, Brigadier Bose had come to Vrindavan, and along with him was his son Jayant Bose and the wife and children of Jayant Bose. For those who are unaware, Brigadier Bose was the first director of IIT Bombay. He served in that position for 10 years and later he was the director of IIT Kharagpur. And his son Jayant Bose was an architect, a freelancer, and they had come for Bhagwan Darshan in this month of May in 1991. They had Bhagwan's Darshan and Jayant Bose noticed that there's a lot of hectic activity near Bhagwan's residence. There are so many people going in and out, and then he found out that Bhagwan is actually in the process of building a huge hospital, and he had heard about it, but now there was something else. Apparently, the engineers from UK who were executing this project have left, and now Bhagwan was looking for engineers to complete this work. And when he heard this, Jayant Bose, he felt, "Oh Bhagwan, if only I can be part of this, if only Swami, you give me the chance at least to build one wall in this hospital also, I will feel extremely grateful, I will feel blessed." So this was that compelling desire to be part of Bhagwan's mission. So he prayed intensely, but somehow he wanted to physically convey it to Swami. So he met General Mahadevan, who was then the state president of Satya Sai Organization, Tamil Nadu, and he told him, "Sir, I hear Bhagwan is looking for engineers for his hospital. I am an architect, I am a freelancer. Is there any chance that I can be part of this hospital?" And General Mahadevan just dismissed his suggestion, saying, "You know, it's a huge project and Swami will pick his own engineers. I don't know what is going on and I am no one to suggest to Swami whom he should use for this work, and it is not a trivial thing. So Bhagwan, perhaps we will get in some professionals." He didn't say him in so many words, but he just told him, "You know, forget about it. I mean, don't even think about it. It's too huge a task and you are just a small freelancer." And so Jayanth Bose was disappointed, but he continued to pray. And the next day, suddenly Mr. Jayanth had to return to Pune because of some emergency in his professional work. So his wife and children and his father, Brigadier Bose, were in Vrindavan. And that night, he received a message from his father, a telegram, where his father is saying, "Jayanth, drop whatever you are doing and come to Vrindavan immediately." And the moment he came to Vrindavan, his father revealed, "Bhagwan has assigned us the work of executing the construction of his hospital." And Jayanth could not believe. It was too good to be true. He was so excited. He could not imagine that Bhagwan really has given them that opportunity, because it was just a small prayer. Yes, it was an intense prayer, but it was... he never thought that Bhagwan would give them the chance. And the way it happened is, after he left for Pune, that morning Bhagwan called Brigadier Bose and wife of Jayanth Bose and the children, and then Bhagwan asked Brigadier Bose, "Bose, I want you to build this hospital. Can you do it in the next 6-7 months?" And Brigadier Bose, without even thinking, he said, "Yes, Swami, if that is your will, if that is what you have announced, it will happen." And Bhagwan was so happy. And then Bhagwan said, "Let your son also assist you." And the next moment Bhagwan asked Jayanth's wife, "Your husband is going to be busy with the hospital for the next 6-7 months. Is it okay with you? Can you manage the family?" And she said, "Yes, Swami, no problem." So that is how this pure desire to do at least one wall of the hospital materialized in his life into building all the walls of the hospital. And only after taking charge did Jayanth realize what he had asked for, in the sense that, well, it was a great blessing, but now when the enormity of the work hit him, he was completely taken aback. He thought, "Oh my God, this is impossible. This is not just doable." Because he had initially thought that we are supposed to only do the building. That is what will be inaugurated on the morning of 1991 birthday. But later on he had not known that Bhagwan had announced in 1990 that he would be performing the first operation on November 22nd, 1991. And when he heard that, he said, "This is not going to happen, because you don't want only the building, but you want everything to be in place. You want the equipment, the department to function in just 6-7 months, and that too in Puttaparthi 25 years ago, when there was not even a screwdriver and a nail available outside anywhere. It was like you were in wilderness." But his father told him, "Bhagwan has told, so it will happen. You just don't worry. Let's just worry only about the day, every day." So they lived day by day and just try and work as much as they can. And after he took over and he saw all the drawings, and that's when he saw that the hospital's drawings, the facade of the hospital is so ornate. There are such intricate carvings. And he thought, maybe this can be simplified. After all, this is a hospital. This is not a temple. So he went to Bhagwan and he said, "Swami, we can make it a little less ornamental. Instead of doing all these hand carving work, maybe we can make it semi-mechanized. And probably it will go down a little on aesthetics, but it would still be okay for a hospital. It would be perfectly fine. And that would also give us time, and it will reduce our cost." So he thought Swami would like it, because, you know, he's thinking of ways to reduce the expenditure of the central trust. But the moment Swami heard the suggestion, Swami said, "You are not changing anything on the exterior of the hospital. You are not changing anything on the facade of the hospital. Everything that is there in the design has to be there too, and in the manner it is supposed to be done. No shortcuts, no compromises. Nothing should be changed from the original design." And Swami was so clear that yes, it has to be like a temple. It is a temple. It is not just a hospital. And that is when Jayanth realized that this is not any other hospital. This is something else. Again, when he was looking at all the expenditure involved in the hospital, and he saw that the flooring that is planned for the hospital is something which is to be done with granite and marble, and he thought, "And why spend so much money on the stones on granite, because these are expensive, and to set them on the floor, doing the polishing and everything takes a lot of time. It can be done quicker and easier and less expensive with tiles or things like that, with man-made materials, not natural materials. And so he went to Bhagwan again and suggested, Swami, anyway this hospital is for the poor, so why not we save money and let us economize, and we will also get more time. Let's do away with the granite stones and marbles and just put good tiles. And again, when Bhagwan heard the suggestion, he said, Bose, yes, many poor people from the villages will visit this hospital. And this is precisely the reason why I want it in granite and marble. When the poor step into the presence of this hospital, they should feel they are stepping into a palace, into a holy, sacred space which resonates with beauty, with aesthetics, with cleanliness, with godliness. And Swami said, they should experience something that I have never experienced before. They should feel privileged, they should feel important. You cannot change anything in the aesthetics. Bhagwan said, show undali. There has to be, that aesthetics has to be there. Just because it is for the poor, it cannot be a cheap hospital. And Jayant says, this is what was Bhagwan's focus right from the beginning. It has to be a mansion where every person who comes feels loved. He may be the poorest of the poor. He may be the most materially endowed person on earth. Everyone should feel special. Like this, there are so many beautiful moments that Mr. Jayant Bose shared. One special moment is the coming of the cath lab, the catheterization lab, which is part of the cardiology department in the hospital. This was supposed to be set up by Philips. The equipment was bought from the Philips company, and their engineers from Holland had come to set it up. The equipment was so bulky that it could not be lifted through the stairs. So what was done is, where this equipment was to be installed, only three walls were built, and the fourth wall was built after the equipment was placed there with the help of crane. So the crane lifted and placed the equipment, and then that place was closed with the wall. And once all the crates were put, the Dutch engineers were now not opening the crates, because they said that we can install this machine only when we get an absolutely dust-free temperature and humidity-controlled environment, because this machine otherwise runs the risk of being damaged, of malfunctioning. But there was no time for the engineers to give them a room which is absolutely dust-free and temperature and humidity-controlled, so they were trying to persuade the Philips engineers to go ahead and install, because otherwise they are not going to have time to keep the equipment ready and functioning for the inauguration of the hospital. Swami wanted the procedure to be done on the inauguration day, but the Philips engineers were not relenting. They said, we cannot open the equipment unless we have the spick and span environment around it, unless there is AC, unless there is humidity checked and all that. And this went on for some time, and finally the central trust officials tried to persuade them to go ahead and open the crates and install. And once they opened the crates, again to their horror, they found that some of the spares for the equipment were missing. Somehow the spare parts which are supposed to come with the equipment had not come, and now they were even more apprehensive. They were even more scared, because if something went wrong, they don't even have spares to keep it going, to make it alive. But in any case, they had opened the crate, so they went ahead and they set up the equipment. And Mr. Jayant Bose tells me that on the night of November 20th, there's a knock on the door by this Philips engineer. And when his father opened the door, the engineer said, "I want to show you something. Can you please come with me to the hospital right now?" And Brigadier Bose, it was said it's so late in the night, he asked Jayant Bose to go. And when Jayant came to the hospital, the Philips engineer showed him the angiogram, you know, showed him the catheterization procedure that was done on one boy that morning. And the Philips engineer was so excited seeing the results of that procedure, because this is a procedure where a dye is inserted into your one of the veins, and that is seen on the screen and it is captured. And the Philips engineer was saying that, "Can you see the screen? This kind of resolution I have not got anywhere in the world. I have installed this equipment in so many places all around the world, but never before I have seen this resolution. This is the gold standard. If I can get this kind of resolution everywhere, I don't know where our company will go. It will go to great heights." And he was telling, "I don't know how this happened. We opened the equipment in a very hostile environment, in the most hostile environment, and now we're getting the best results possible. This is something else. This is absolutely confounding. This is absolutely out of the world. There is something else working in this place." That was the first installation of that equipment in India. And they wanted to exhibit this hospital, and the Philips engineer were worried that if suppose this fails, then this should be a great setback for their company. And they were having so many apprehensions, and what turned out is absolutely something which just left them stunned with surprise. Everything melted, all their fears and apprehension melted in that enveloping grace, invisible grace of Bhagwan. "This is a miracle," is what the Philips engineer said. In fact, this is the story of every corner of the hospital, every equipment of the hospital, the setting up of every department of the hospital. And that is why it is a living, vibrating, pulsating, outstanding miracle of pure love of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba in the modern age. And it is such a proud moment for everyone when the hospital completed its 25 years and showed the world how an experiment of pure love can endure, grow, blossom, and cascade through so many hearts into so many beautiful manifestations of pure love. The health minister on that day also referred to the NABH accreditation of the hospital. The NABH is the National Accreditation Board for Hospitals and Healthcare Providers of the Quality Council of India. So they are that is the body that qualifies and certifies the quality of the hospitals in India. And Dr. B.K. Rana, who is the director of NABH, was also present that evening. He personally gave the certificate of accreditation to the director of the hospital on that evening, November 20th, 2016. And later I had the chance to talk to him. This was his first visit to the hospital. And I asked him how he feels after going to the hospital. And what he said is something very beautiful for all of us to cherish.
So it's a great privilege for me to be here around this hospital. And I will not use the term hospital, because Dr. Gurumurthy mentioned that it's not a hospital, it's actually a healing temple. And patient comes with an impression they will get healed, because there is a divine power of Swamiji here. The God Himself is present here around in every corner. And the doctors and the paramedics who provide services, they are really blessed, I would say, to work in this hospital. The environment is totally different. As we all say, the disease or the patient is basically the physical, mental and spiritual well-being of an individual who brings the holistic approach in the treatment. And I could see that approach here in the process, because they are cared by doctors individually with the sense of giving them healing touch, not looking at the disease or the ailment they are suffering from.
So you're saying there is something special about the environment in the hospital. But is there something that you can pinpoint and say, this is what really perhaps stands out? Probably I have not experienced it anywhere else. Is there anything?
See, as I enter into the hospital premise, I would say, I was not feeling I am entering into a hospital. And Dr. Gurumurthy took me around, and the dome, the bigger dome there, the gods and different forms of the god, different, you know, religions, they are all spread, and they are all represented here. So it's not like this hospital is catering to the patient coming from a specific religion. This hospital welcomes everyone coming from any religion. And for that matter, it's not around from the local community or the region or the district or even state or the country, but it's accepting patients from all over the world. So it's such a place where anyone can come for taking care of their own ailments, actually the care by the individual staff, doctors, nurses, in its divine form. So I didn't feel like entering into a hospital. Maybe I'm really honored, I'm really blessed. Once again, I would say, to come to this place, I would say the Baba has ordered me to come. Against his wish, nobody can come. I happened to be Shirdi in 2009 for the first time. And that was a miracle. There was no plan for me to go there. And all of a sudden, I got a call that I need to speak in a conference. I just said yes. I went there and I had privilege to see Baba take his blessings. Similarly for this case, I had no plan to come to this place.
Okay.
No plan at all. Dr. Anil Mulpur, who is our expert, he met me. He said, just there is a program, would you like to go? I said, why not? Yes. I just said yes and I'm here.
Mm.
So it's all, you know, the desire, the wish, the blessings of Baba, Swamiji, who is actually all around here. And I could feel that sense.
Wow. You could feel Swamiji here.
I could feel.
Wow. In fact, you remind me of what Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee ji, when he came to the hospital, he said that yahan dawa bhi milta hai, dua bhi milta
hai. Bilkul sahi. Bilkul sahi bola unhone.
But speaking from a quality perspective, you are someone who has seen any number of hospitals in this country. You have evaluated their systems, their procedures, their facilities. When you look at this hospital from a very objective standpoint, how do you rate this hospital? How do you place this hospital in the league of tertiary care scenario in India?
See, it's a very difficult question you ask me to answer. To be very honest, I'm not competent to answer this question, but I will try to address this issue that you ask for me. See, when you talk about tertiary care hospitals, and when you enter in a hospital, you feel a totally different environment. You feel there are people who are sick, they are ailing people, and there is someone who is going to provide care. When I entered this hospital, I didn't feel like that. I didn't feel like that there is someone who is a patient. Until unless I really went into the ICU, and I saw a kid, maybe 10-year-old kid, who is really sick, and unfortunately, that patient has come to this hospital losing all health everywhere. His father told the doctor that he has been moving to different states, different hospitals, and no one could understand what the problem is. And now this child is here, and this hospital is trying to provide the best of care. I don't know what is happening to him. Baba is knowing better than me what is going to happen with him. But it again gives a sense that this hospital is taking patients who are really sick and trying to provide care. So there is no comparison. And you go into the hospital, you have that mind, you know, that you will be seeing the patient, you will be seeing the doctor. When I enter, I could not feel that. That's very, very important. I could not really feel that. And that's amazing in myself, I'm feeling that, how I could feel that way. So as far as the facilities are concerned, they are really excellent. As everyone knows, that all services are free of cost. But you don't feel that, you know. You don't feel that. And everyone is moving around with a sense of gratitude. Everyone is bowing down, saying Sai Ram, bending hands, everything. And I'm tuned to it now. My hands go like this automatically, say Sai Ram. It's not something which I am, you know, against it. I really welcome it, you know. It's really how you connect with people. And as you know, and in corporate world, and in today's days, when there are a lot of patients in a hospital, so it's not always the hospitals who actually don't want to provide. Everybody wants to provide good care to the patient. But sometimes it's difficult. So this hospital is also taking care of the patient in a way, the best they can. You know, the first thing when I go to hospital is whether this doctor is really going to take care of myself if I am a patient. And that's the fear in my mind. When you get convinced that this doctor is really good for you, he's going to listen to you, he's going to talk to you, I think I am halfway done. But when a patient enters the doctor, for whatever reason, doctor don't have a time. Maybe there's so many patients lined up. So he just start writing prescriptions, you know. There is no communication. There is no touch between the patient and the doctor. So you lose that ground. The connectivity, the first connectivity between the doctor and the patient, where doctor says, tumhara naam kya hai? Tum kaise ho? Tumhe kya problem hai? The language and the manner he speaks to the patient is comfortable. And he, like say, physical, mental and spiritual thing, they will start coming up. So I think this hospital has all these three combinations. When a doctor look at the patient physically and connect with mentally with the patient, and there is spirituality all around the hospital. Baba is there, Swami is there. So these all three components combined together gives a holistic approach to the patient treatment. And I think patient has no option but to get cured quickly. That's what I can say at the moment.
So that was Mr. B.K. Rana, the director of NABH, National Accreditation Board for Hospitals and Healthcare Providers of the Quality Council of India, sharing his reminiscences, his reflections on coming to the hospital for the first time. And one thing that he mentioned when I asked him later also, what is it that this hospital can offer to all medical professionals all over India and abroad, he said, the person-to-person connect that the doctors establish here with the patients is something very extraordinary that this institution is able to achieve. And this is something that everyone, every institution should learn from this place. And in fact, this is what even the chief guest, Mr. Nada, Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, also mentioned.
And when I talk about the patient care in such super specialty Sai Baba Hospital, it is not only that you are treating the patient's disease, you are also treating the patient. Aap bimari ko hi dur nahi kar rahe hain. Aap bimar ko bhi bimari ki avastha se nikal rahe hain. Aap bimar ki bhi chinta kar rahe hain. That is the greatest part. The treatment is with compassion. The treatment is with spiritualism. The treatment is with human value. And the treatment is free of cost.
So that was Mr. Nada. And Mr. Rana, the director of NABH, he went a step further and he suggested a beautiful idea how this can be implemented in Indian setup so that this percolates into every doctor who takes to this profession of healing people.
Particularly, I would suggest that the young doctors who are just coming out from the medical graduation, they should at least visit this hospital to look at least for 3-4 days, if not more, to see how these people are working and how much effort the doctor, young doctors are putting into the practice to learn, because that's the base.
Yes.
If you learn at that level when you are just about to graduate, out to the world practice medicine or surgery, that's the right time for you to understand not only clinical things but other things as well.
And then finally I asked him, what is he taking from this place, having seen the hospital and having been in Puttaparthi for a day? What is it that he would like to carry with him to the in his heart? And what he shared is something beautiful.
I kept hearing about Sai Baba and Baba Sairam for many, many years. And I could only visit 2009, and this is my first visit to Puttaparthi. So I'm a very fond of Baba. Honestly, I am a God-fearing person. I'm a God-fearing person, and I don't believe just in one religion. Wherever I go during my visits to different places, even when I'm traveling on the road, whatever I see is a church or gurudwara or masjid or temple, my head automatically goes down.
You're a God-loving person.
So it's not like I fear that something bad will be wrong if I don't do that. It's from within. It's automatically my head goes down in respect of any religion. So I'm a God-fearing country. I'm a God-loving person as well. So I think that's within the human being.
Yes.
That's within the human being. So I'm really blessed to be here. I'm really blessed to be here.
What is it that you are taking from this place as you leave this temple of healing?
Love all, serve all. I think that's the message here by Baba and everyone. I think that's very appropriate. That's very appropriate when you love all and serve all. It takes care of everything.
So those were the final words of Dr. B.K. Rana, the director of NABH, which accredited the quality of care being given in Bhagwan's hospital. And as he said, the message of the hospital is love all, serve all. In fact, if you step into the dome, the central dome of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences in Puttaparthi, the quotation that will fill your eye is Paropakarartham Idam Shariram, which means this body is given only to serve. That is the purpose of the body. And it is because so many people are filled with this feeling, with this thought, that you have so many dedicated participants in this mission of Bhagwan. You have so many students who, after their education, decided to give their youth, their time, their energy, their life to this institution. There are so many doctors who have been here for 25 years. So many paramedical staff, so many sweepers, so many workers who have been with the hospital because they want to be part of this glorious mission. In the previous episodes of Outside Inside Deep Inside, I brought to you the reminiscences of 7 former students of Bhagwan's institution who are still serving in his hospital, and they reflected on how they became part of this mission, how Bhagwan picked them up, how Bhagwan shaped them. And today you're going to listen to the final part of this discussion, where they're going to share what has been their inspiration, what is it that drives them to keep that inspiration going in serving this temple of healing. We had Brother Kannan, who is the head of the Department of Hospital Management Information Systems, Brother Mohanta, who is the senior manager for stores and medical purchases, Brother Satyanand, who works in the engineering department, Brother Vaidyalingam, who is the senior manager for cardiology department, Brother Ravi Kumar, yes, the legendary singer, who is senior manager for urology and radiology, and Brother Sai Dinkar and Sai Aditya, the young members in the team. One of them looking after ophthalmology and Aditya looking after orthopedics. So today we continue with their reflections on being Swami's hospital boys. If you look at the numbers, we have done at least more than 15,000 surgeries now?
No, much higher.
Much higher?
Much higher, much higher.
Amazing. Perhaps if you take every department and talk about the growth of the department, I think there are so many chapters to every department's story. Because, you know, if you look at the radiology also, you had, you know, new equipments coming in. I think it's the same for every department. You have the blood bank now, which is revamped and which is in a better place. You have the labs, which have got new equipment, and again, a complete makeover.
Yes.
If you look at the surgeries also, I think the way we were doing surgeries 10 years ago, 15 years ago is different from perhaps what the way we are doing now.
Yeah, in fact, in cath lab, we were not doing too many device closures. The patient goes through a surgery to get a hole in the heart closed, ASD or VSD, undergoing an incision, almost a week or 10 days stay in hospital. What was that some time back?
Yes.
Now, recent times, we have ended up going for device closures, and the number of device closures have been increased. And imagine the patients escaping the surgeon's knife and getting, yes, only one needle prick and getting the hole closed, yes, through the percutaneous pathway. And it's a big...
And so the patient's recovery is very fast.
Yeah, just hardly a day of admission. The next day you get the device closure, and the one day of observation, patient goes home next day.
Wow.
That simple it has become. And patients who don't like to get an incision mark on the body, especially children, it's a really a great help for them. And wow, it's been happening on a regular basis. And that the stents that we are using is all advanced type of stents. And the pacemakers that we are implanting are all dual chambers. Wherever there is a young patient who needs a dual chamber pacemakers to be implanted, that's being done. And patients with low LVEF, having left ventricle ejection fraction being low and having around 15-20% ejection fraction, due to which their quality of life is poor, you implant a ICD and then patient gets revived heart, which can pump better. So these are the few things which has happened over a period of this many years of and association with some of the visiting doctors from abroad has helped our system to get into a new upgrading into a newer technology.
Yes, a huge blessing has been, you know, you had so many visiting doctors coming to the hospital.
Yeah.
You had Dr. Jivanandam and so many very eminent doctors.
And they come regularly, almost twice in a year they do come and spend a fortnightly or 10 days time.
Yes.
Imparting some of the latest technical knowledge as well as theoretical knowledge, taking classes for the DNB students. Some of the DNBs who work here, they're the most, I can openly say, the luckiest one, because apart from getting a hands-on experience much faster and easier than outside world, where they end up being only observer throughout their DNB training program, here the very second year they get to assist the senior doctor in the as a first assistant to the procedure, which is not so easy to get elsewhere.
Yes.
And the spectrum of cases that come to OPD and the number of cases that they get to see during those 2 years, they will not get it even 5 years if they work elsewhere.
Yes. Bhagwan called it a Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. So it was always an institute to teach. You know, this is an institute from which we have to emulate. So, I mean, the lot of learning that happens, it is not just healing. And I think that was perhaps one of the visions of the hospital when Bhagwan named it as an institution, as a higher medical sciences. Amazing. I think, Kanan sir, you being in the IT, perhaps also know about the kind of people who come, in the sense that, if I know right, you have at least 40% of the patients who come are patients who perhaps do not earn even $2 a day or 100 rupees a day. We have that kind of numbers, isn't it? Most of the patients who come are really very poor.
Actually, I had done the statistics recently. So, last 1 year, if you see, nearly 58% of the patients earn less than 18,000 per annum.
Oh.
Really, wow. We get people from very poor background or people from very poor income society.
Mm.
And very few of them, not much. Very few of them are even below 9,000. So poor. They can't even afford a square meal a day.
Mm.
So 60% of the patients are poor, and about 11 to 12% are from the range 25,000 to 35,000.
Which is just middle class.
Yeah, middle class. Correct. And just for your information, we have so far seen around 32 lakhs of outpatients from day one till today.
Wow.
And we have done 2.4 lakh surgeries and procedures.
2.4 lakh surgeries?
Yes, 2.4 lakh surgeries and procedures. And if you see the monetary value, nowadays we have that CGHS, which gives us the standard, because we don't collect money or we do any costing in the hospital. But just to, for the people to layman to understand, what is the value of services we render?
Yes.
We took the central government health scheme ratings, what central government charges for a particular type of surgery, that compares with our hospital, then a private hospital which charges 2.5 times or 3 times more.
Mm.
So based on that, if we calculate the surgery which we have done and cath procedures we have done, number of outpatients we have seen, then it works out to around 2,000 crores over the past 25 years.
Wow, 2,000 crores.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
When Kanan sir was mentioning about affordability of the patients going through these major procedures, we have a category called valve replacement, aortic valve or mitral valve or double valve surgery.
Yes.
We are ready to offer because of the seniority in the wait list. They get into the surgery pre-admission protocol. At such times, we try to inquire about their financial condition to ensure that post-operatively they can afford to spend at least 500 to 600 rupees to maintain the valve. So the maintaining valve means they have to continuously take the anticoagulant tablet which is prescribed to them on a regular basis without any fail throughout their life, which means expenditure of approximately 500 rupees per month for medication, and then PTIN or test, blood test to be done every month, and then adjust the dosage to keep the heart's valve functioning normally without getting clot formation in the circulation. If they don't do it, the surgery done goes waste and the patient can end up being to the extent of life-threatening situation. So this kind of a background, when you try to inquire a patient and try to ensure that they can do it, there are few people who are still falling short of that kind of financial background.
You may perhaps do an operation for them which costs 3-4 lakhs.
Exactly.
But they are not in a position to afford even 500
rupees.
Even 500 rupees per month.
Because they are all from the background of a raitulu. They call them farmers. They depend on seasonal daily labors, kind of scenario. And in order to help few people whom we can, hospital has given a facility for at least the people who are from within Anantapur Jilla to come here, having got operated. You don't have to spend money on your medication. Come here, get your PTI NR blood test and every month, sincerely, take your medication free from the pharmacy.
Oh, the hospital gives
medication.
Wow.
So this arrangement has been made.
Wow.
At least those poor people who are not able to afford the medication, still they are taken care, operated, and they are followed up regularly. They have a book for that PTI to be recorded every month. They come and meet our doctors. This is how it's going. The extent to which we can help,
yes.
Swami's hospital is doing that.
Fantastic.
Great service.
Wow. Well, there are so many dimensions to it. When you think about it, it is not just the patient. It is not just a service engineer. It is not just a sevadal. It is not just a politician. I think we can never ever fathom the extent you see the cascading effect of Bhagwan's monument of compassion. But coming back to our own lives, you know, we being part of this mission, can I ask each one of you, what is it that drives you in this hospital? You know, when you wake up every morning, what is it that tells you that, yes, I have to go to hospital. This is something that I really need to do. The hospital is waiting for me. Aditya, you joined this hospital 2 years ago and you're someone who worked outside and then came here and worked, and you're someone who has a lot of interest and so much of enthusiasm to see that the hospital grows. So what is it that is really filling you with so much of energy?
One of the most important traits of Swami was his unconditional love. And I truly believe that this hospital gives us every opportunity to practice that unconditional love. Now, everywhere you see in the world, there is conditions. Between relationships, between anything you go, between work, there is conditions. But Swami gives us every opportunity to practice unconditional love. You see a patient who needs help. You just go out. You don't bother about his condition, whatever it is. You just go out with all your heart. With all your capabilities, you just serve him. And so that drives so much and it develops in us that fulfilling satisfaction of that and experience that unconditional love.
Wow. Just that pure joy of unconditional love. Being in an environment where it is practiced and you being in a position to practice it.
Right.
Wow. Fantastic. Yes, brother.
One nice thing, just to add to Aditya what he said. I remember one doctor in CTVS was here. He operated on a child. And the child started bleeding in post-op recovery. It required urgent blood transfusion.
Mm-hmm.
This doctor found out that the child had the same blood group of his.
Oh.
So he went down to the blood bank, donated blood, came back and transfused it to the
child. Oh my God.
So this is the extent to which, you know, doctors go to any extent to help the patient. So actually it's a well-knit family-like thing where the patient recovers in the hospital. That's why the patient recovers so fast also. Compared to our hospital, infection rates are lowest.
Yes.
There is no infection at all nearly actually.
Wow.
And you come and see the cleanliness of the hospital or you come and see the success rate of the hospital, there is no comparison because the whole thing happens in an environment of love.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm sure that's what enhances the whole hospital's work.
Yes.
And that's what inspires each one of us to go to the hospital and serve there.
Yes.
And that moment I remember when Swami said in one of our students' interviews when we had the good chance of being with Bhagwan, he said, as long as your body serves the society or you work well for Swami, you will remain hale and hearty and healthy. There will be no disease which will touch you.
Oh, wow. If you endeavor to serve, then your body will be served.
Automatically.
Your body
your
will
health will remain perfect.
Yeah, it will be
Swami
perfect.
Said that will be taken care automatically.
Wow. Wow. Fantastic. In fact, that's what you have as the hospital sort of motto as soon as you enter the dome, isn't it? Paropakaram idam shariram. I mean, our body is meant for the service
of others. Yes.
And the hospital embodies that. And I think anyone who comes into that space cannot but be touched by it.
Yeah.
Amazing. Brother Satyanand, you've been here for more than 20 years and you could have chosen to do something else after 10 years or 15 years.
Very
but
true.
You still continue to serve. So what is it that has been your driving force?
As I said earlier, service is a basic motto. Directly, we will not be able to contribute to the patients being in engineering department. But we are very happy that Swami has given us the opportunity to be very supportive to the clinical areas. As engineering section, where air conditioning, electrical department, gas manifold, and biomedical department, all these things are functioning. All these, we are supporting the main hospital clinical areas, functioning it throughout the day, 24 hours, with minimal breakdown. It's certain areas we will not be able to cope with the breakdowns, but otherwise, to the extent possible, we try, we put in a lot of efforts, and then help the doctors and nurses to keep the services going on. In that way, we are very satisfied that the patients go out peacefully and very joyfully. That is the most inspiring thing, why I have chosen there to be. Basically for the patients, that's what Swami has given to the humanity. This is such a wonderful hospital, and it is very nice to contribute something indirectly, though not directly to the patients, as a doctor or a nurse.
I mean, the satisfaction that comes is something which you always cherish.
That's mind-boggling.
Wow. And Brother Dinkar, Bhagwan is not here in the physical form now. How do you connect to Bhagwan now?
It is just that we carry on his mission, and every patient we see in the morning, since I am in the ophthalmology department, I interact with a lot of patients. It might be from any part of the country. And since it is ophthalmology, post-operation it is, we are like giving vision to the patient. And if he is satisfied, or if the goal is achieved, then it is that he can contemplate and he can actually see that this is the one which has actually kind of made him see the vision and see what is happening in front of him. And there are a few patients actually whom we actually, as doctors, meaning the doctors, they just do their bit, finish the operation, and then post-op, when we see after 1 week and then 40 days and then 1 month, we know the difference of how it was, and it is purely Swami's grace, and surely that is the X factor, which is the one which is behind everything, and there is nothing to it but the X factor. We do our bit and then rest leave it to Swami. And the results will follow definitely, because it is his institution and they're his patients and his love.
Wow. So the X factor, I would say, is the S factor here. You see that in full flow. Brother Hemanta, sorry.
It is Mohanta. Not only this, whatever you said, it's Bhagwan's mission, which he has declared that it will run for 1,000 years. Even if we did stop or going and serving or working there or else work elsewhere, this is not going to stop.
Yes.
But that he has given us an opportunity. This is an opportunity which everyone should see.
Yes.
An opportunity to do whatever they can in their way.
Yes.
So that Bhagwan's work goes on smoothly. That is main thing which I always see every day, that there should not be any hurdle. That's why, because I'm in the stores department, I always like to see that every item that is required in the hospital is provided promptly, regularly and on time.
Yes.
No patient should suffer for want of any medicine or any particular item.
Yes.
Because this is Bhagwan's hospital.
Yes.
So we try to take all necessary care.
Yes.
See that we stock sufficient quantity.
Yes.
For everyday's use.
Yes. I mean, the mission will go on, but it's just that we should not miss the bus.
Yes.
Because otherwise you are the loser.
Yeah. No, and the opportunity which Bhagwan gives to do and serve, you don't get that opportunity where God has given a chance to do something for him.
Yes. Wow.
So this is a great chance.
Fantastic.
Even the new generations, when they come, this is a new opportunity for them where they can work for God.
Yes. Yes. Working for God. Wow. How many in the world can tell that I am really working for God and an institution set up by God? Yes, Brother Kannan.
One nice story comes to my mind. It's not concerning Swami's thing, but Krishna.
Yes.
What happened? Krishna, Jarasandha was attacking Krishna again and again.
Yes.
So Krishna overnight transported his whole town of people into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Dwaraka?
Yes.
Inside the ocean.
Yes.
Overnight he just created.
Yes, correct.
And how he created is not that Bhagwan just willed and it manifested. No, he didn't do that. Krishna called Maya and said, you design the whole Dwaraka. As it is here, design it there.
Mm.
And Maya asked Krishna, why you can will it, it will happen. He said, I can will it, it'll happen, but you won't get the joy of doing it for me.
Yeah.
And so many other people are going to work with you, they'll get a joy of contributing to the divine.
Yes.
That is the main purpose why I'm giving you. It's not that I cannot will, I can.
Yes.
So that exactly applies here. Bhagavan wants, he can cure the patients directly when they come and sit in Kulwantal. They don't need a hospital. But actually Bhagavan has built the hospital, and you can see how many manifold things are happening because of that.
Yes.
Sevadars come here, render service.
Yes.
Doctors come here, render service for 1 week, 10 days, 1 month.
Yes.
So everybody gets an opportunity to improve their life.
Yes.
And contribute to the divine and do some selfless activity.
Yes.
So for that only Bhagavan has created all this.
It's almost as if the patients get cured in spite of us.
Correct.
Because Swami is a real power, S factor, X factor, we talk about.
Yeah, I mean...
Actually, that's why in our OTs, we have put Sai the surgeon.
Sai the surgeon.
Just to promote this faith.
Yes. Because ultimately, when you think a little deeper, the avatar came only for the spiritual progress of mankind, you know. He came for the spiritual progress of each one of us. And I think... when we look at all the roles that he has given us, I think this is the best role for us, for our spiritual growth. Maybe the hospital is one institution that is needed for the planet's spiritual growth. And for our growth on this path towards Godhead, this is the role that is perfect for us. That way, when we look at it in the grand scheme of things, everyone has one very beautiful role to play, and he has crafted it specially for us. And we have to take that, as Bhagavan says in a drama, when you're given a role, you do it to your perfection. That is the role which, you know, he has given us and which everyone is trying to play his part. Yeah, Brother Ravi Kumar, your thoughts on what propels you every morning to the radiology department?
See, it's not by accident, as we just discussed, that each of us is where we are.
Yes.
So, before, you know, five of us classmates joined the hospital in 1993, Swami had actually given us an option. You want to choose to work in the university as a teaching faculty, or do you want to work in the administrative block in an administrative capacity, or in the hospital? He had given us choices. And somehow all of us chose the hospital. Not that we knew what was going on there, but in the first 2 years of its existence, we had only heard about its wonder. You know, it was more of a wonder. So maybe that is why we internally chose that. You know, we had been through the university. It's like, yeah, been there, done that. We know that institution. Hospital is something new and wonderful. So which we wanted to be part of, because it was doing a lot of, you know, service. So we thought we chose the hospital. No, it does not happen that way. We realize that, you know, we are chosen for what we have to do. And personally speaking, until then, for how many years, you know, Swami had permitted me to be with him. Whenever I would write to Swami, you know, we would all write letters to Swami. So it would have my name, and below that it would be various other things. Mostly it would be bhajans. I would just say bhajan. So it's almost like, you know, who is this Ravi? Okay, somebody who is allowed to sing bhajan for you. But everything changed from 1993. Though I would continue to sing bhajan, I would write Ravi, and for some reason, I don't know why, maybe Swami had mentioned it somewhere, or I don't know, subconsciously that change came, and I would say hospital below that.
Wow.
So it became a part of my identity with Swami. So that's an indelible part of my existence, you could say, as far as my connection with Swami is concerned. So that's how it stays till today.
Wow.
Vishu, one more thing is, like these patients, we have a record of all the patients who have been operated here, who have come here for as an outpatient. But we do not have a record of the patients who have been transformed and gone into the various cities and what they are doing.
Yes.
In fact, many patients have been transformed and they are doing their own bit in part of Swami's mission.
Correct.
That is one aspect which has not been covered. But if we had collected those things, it would have been a library by now, I think.
Yeah,
a huge library.
Exactly. Just like Brother Kannan mentioned about, you know, a doctor who, the NABH.
Exactly. Yeah. Very true.
Assessor. Who went back and he wanted to serve. And I think that's what happens with every patient. Every patient who comes back, who treated, wants to in some way do something for society. Every doctor who serves here and for whatever reason moves to another hospital also wants to continue their spirit of service in wherever he is. And I think that is true for anyone who comes into this space, because it is that temple of healing and transformation. Fantastic. Brother Vaidhi.
We are all gone through that Midas touch of Swami. Once Swami has made us Bangaru, we can never go back. And then imagine, because of his sankalpa that we got into the hospital and he is sustaining that same thing. So it's not that our effort is making us stay there and continue to do our work.
Yes.
And another thing I kind of always compare what Swami has done to us is like, in Tamil they used to say, karumbuthinna kooliya, like you are given a reward to
eat
sugar cane.
Okay.
That, there's one nice story about it, about a king who has a bumper crop of sugar cane and he finds that sugar cane is being neglected and going waste. And then he says, I'll give all the citizens this much of gold coins to eat all those sugar canes. And apart from the joy of releasing a sugar cane, they get one gold coin from the king.
Mm-hmm.
So similar scenario is ours. Like,
wow.
We're given a chance to serve Swami.
Yes.
And also get that merit of doing that free service which yes. Swami is doing it and we are part of it.
Yes.
And it's like karubuthinna kooli, that's it.
Wow, amazing. You not only have the joy of serving, relishing the sweetness of service, but you also earn the golden grace of the Lord.
Correct.
Yes, yes. And also get salary for it.
We get to keep the cake and eat it too.
Yeah. Amazing.
And he has put us there and he is sustaining us. Frankly speaking, it's not our effort to continue there.
Yes. Yes.
In his physical absence. Of
yes.
course, we were at loss when we didn't have Swami's physical presence. But again, it is his sankalpa, it is keeping us going
yes.
with the same spirit and then not to lose the enthusiasm with which we have started with.
Yes.
And he is sustaining us.
Wow, fantastic. Well, that is the spirit which is keeping the institution going. You know, if everyone in the institution keeps telling to each one, you know, to themselves that I am not the doer, he's the one who's making it happen. That's when we always see that, you know, things automatically fall into place. Whenever you try to do something and saying, you know, this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to make it happen, then often you come across those roadblocks. And when you get into a zone where you say, Swami, it's your will, I'm going to just try. But, you know, if you want it, it'll happen. And you're the one who's making it happen, then everything falls into place. And I think that has been the story of the hospital for 25 years. And when Swami was physically there, you saw that happen physically. And now also you see that happen.
Yes.
I think as palpably as you can feel it, as Aditya and Dinkar also mentioned, you know, some of the experiences that they are also going through. It is so visible. If you just open your eyes, it is there in front of you. Beautiful. Thank you very much, brother. I know it's late in the night and we've been talking for 2 hours. And it's after a very busy day in the hospital for all of you. But thank you so much for taking your time out. And this is the Silver Jubilee anniversary of the hospital. And I thought we really need to share at least some glimpse of what this hospital stands for and how it has touched all of us and continues to touch millions. And by you sharing some of your reflections have really enriched this whole process. And perhaps we don't know how it is going to have cascading effect to Bhagwan's mission and to all the listeners that were listening to this program. Thank you very much for your time.
We must thank you, Bishu, in fact, for bringing us together and, you know, making us reminisce and relive all those moments with Swami over all these years. It's been a magical tour to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bishu, for connecting us back and continuing to connect us back to Swami.
Yes, yeah. Let's thank Swami.
Wonderful. Thank you. Sai Ram.
Thank you, Sai Ram.
So that was Brother Kannan, Brother Mohanta, Brother Satyanand, Brother Vaithilingam, Brother Ravi Kumar, Brother Sai Dinkar and Brother Sai Aditya. 7 former students of Bhagwan's institutions now serving in his hospital. There are 14 boys now as staff, as managers and senior managers, and we had half of them for this discussion. And I hope you found this useful. Some of the things that they shared perhaps will help us to get a better understanding of not only the hospital but of the hearts of people who are behind the hospital. This hospital will definitely only grow with time because it is built with love, in love. And I hope that this love story continues and it translates into our lives, into our thinking, and we too in some ways become little manifestations of this beautiful love, healing
hearts, raising hopes, consoling souls and soothing lives. Thank you so much for being with us, dear listeners, through this program and all through this beautiful Thursday, the day after Bhagwan's 91st birthday. As we draw the curtains on the day-long Thursday Live program, I thank each one of you. If you have any queries, comments or suggestions, please feel free to write to us. You can email us to listener@radiosai.org. As we conclude this session, I offer my humble salutations at Bhagwan's lotus feet and pray for his strength and guidance to be an effective instrument in his hands. Thank you so much. Sairam.